This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
See, I don't know. I've seen the Hall of Fame game probably once or twice. I don't know if that's football is back.
Sports Talk Saturday.
My first day of football is back. First Thursday night game of the season. That's where I'm at.
You know what the first Thursday night game of the season is?
Hall of Fame game.
We did it.
Okay. Is it on Thursday night? Yes. That's technically in the preseason, though. I'm talking about the regular season. You just said. First Thursday night game of the season. I didn't say preseason.
You said. In the exact words.
First Thursday night game of the season.
First Thursday night game of the season.
The preseason is not the season.
On WGR.
Everyone has their sicko thing. Mine is the Hall of Fame.
Sports Radio 550.
Everyone has their sicko thing. And mine is indeed the Hall of Fame game. Everyone has something that they are unhealthily obsessed with. When working here. When working here, everyone has something they're unhealthily obsessed with.
What's mine? Navy blue jerseys?
That would be worse.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think it is. Yes, I don't think is. That's worse.
That's worse.
I don't know. The Bills navy blue. I'm gonna wear
What's
it
a worse
day.
Obsession? Put it on the poll. Hall of Fame game or navy jerseys?
You can ask everyone at
Don't
MafiaCon
actually make
today.
A poll of that. It's a Lebatard bit. But, yeah, I don't – yeah, I think that's worse, objectively.
I don't know.
Navy jerseys are just bad.
Like, being a sicko for the Hall of Fame game is, like, that is sicko behavior.
But I at least understand that it's sicko behavior.
I understand.
You don't.
I 100%
do. You are calling into question that Navy jerseys is sicko behavior. You're not sure. I know. I know my problem. Do you know yours?
I do. I do know my problem. Because I own my problem.
What am I doing? Well, I'm making it your problem. That's what I'm doing. But I know it's a problem. I'm making it your problem because, for those that do not know, which is everybody, Joe Cali, during the break, tried to print me a fake ticket to go to the Hall of Fame game.
I was so close if it weren't for a printer malfunction. I designed it, everything. I threw it in Canva, I'll say that. I threw it in Canva. We were done. I was like, okay, I edited a ticket together.
But now the fact that I made this your problem and now you're trying to make a bit out of my bit tells me that my bit is better than Navy jerseys.
Well, you saw me running around.
Yes.
I was trying to get work done.
You were constantly like, I'll be right back. Be right back. I didn't question any of it.
No.
The only time I question is when you walked in the producer room and it looked like you were conspiring with Evan.
He kind of was. He kind of was.
Yeah, no, I knew that's what was going on. The best part is I can't hear that conversation unless I were to literally get up and go to the producer studio.
You can't tap the glass either. They scare.
Yes, they scare easily. There's actually a sign. Let me see. Does it work?
That was
That's a sound bite if I've ever heard one right there. If I've ever heard one, that's a sound bite. That goes into the booty of the cheek cocoon open.
Oh, no.
Now. It's just being added. The wings are growing. Oh, it's starting to turn into a butterfly.
Oh. This is definitely the last Saturday before training camp, fellas.
It is. We're there, though. And that's been the feel of today's show. We're nearly there.
It's my fault, too. I know that.
We're in the last half mile of a marathon.
And I know it's my fault. I know that. Like, I'm the one leading the show, and here we are joking about the Hall of Fame game again, and whatever that sound was from Evan. So
I regret that noise very much.
All you had to do was, like, jump a little, and then I would have said, yep, it worked. Like, I could have saved you totally from that.
I know.
Instead, you chose...
I could save myself by just deleting that out of the recording.
It's on the Odyssey app.
It's on Rewind now.
Okay. Well, how many people are listening?
It officially lives.
You're cooked.
I'll make sure to plug it before the end of the show. Go back and listen to the top of hour number 3.
Oh, boy. So, this is the last Saturday before training camp, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a fun little question for you.
Okay.
This one inspired by Gene Battaglia, 95.7 in Rochester, who we've had on recently,
mm-hmm.
talking about the Amerks, the playoffs there, and also Hard Knocks coming to Buffalo as well.
Yep.
I joined his show earlier this week, back on Tuesday. And Gene asked me a question that I wanted to pass along to you. And it's a really fun question that I feel like we could get a little bit of mileage out of here.
Okay.
Who is the buy low stock candidate on the Bills entering training camp? Who's the player that not many people are on the hype train of, and you want to go ahead and say, I'm hoping for big things from this player? It's too late for Elijah Moore. You can't answer Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore's gone. That train's left the station. That stock is actually bought at a premium now. If you're on there, you're too late. So who is the player that you're buying low on, hoping for a good camp to be a difference maker for the Bills this year, or just have an impressive camp and make the roster or have a higher spot in the depth chart that you wouldn't have expected to. So this player doesn't have to be a starter, but it could be someone that, like, you're like, oh, neat little training camp this guy's having.
I have one that is a little, he's not a rookie,
mm-hmm.
but he's overshadowed by others within the conversation.
Okay.
And it's Josh Palmer.
Okay.
I would buy his stock now.
There's a lot of noise on Elijah Moore, so this makes sense.
Listen, I know he's Josh Palmer, right? Last year, regular season, 39 receptions, 65 targets, 584 yards, average 15 yards per reception.
That's a Greg Roman offense. I'm not going to count it.
Exactly what I was going to say. Put him in a Joe Brady offense. And yeah, it is everybody eats still. I understand that. But put him in a Joe Brady offense that actually maximizes the capability of the quarterback, where Greg Roman has a similar quarterback to Josh Allen, and he's just neutering him effectively.
In terms of skill set, not accolades, let's make sure
you're not
saying something wild.
No. But Herbert's got the cannon. He's a bigger stature. Like, they are similarly built. That's what I was saying.
We did this with Kincaid. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be able to pass it along, really. If you get Josh Palmer's career best out of Josh Palmer with the Bills this year,
mm-hmm.
who's arguing against that?
Nobody's arguing against that, especially in this offensive
scheme. That's 72 catches, 769 yards, 3 touchdowns, so you could do better there. But
that was just in 2022.
Yeah. So if you get a career best kind of year from Josh Palmer again, and it matches it, say it doesn't eclipse it, say it just matches it, it's a good year.
And he does average the deeper throws, over 15 yards in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, that 2022 season, he's averaging only 10.7 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
But then that balloons, but his target percentage is way down.
Right. So I think, truthfully, though, we're looking at 2023, 2024. Expect something similar in an everybody eats offense, because the pie is going to have to be split between everybody, right? I'm not saying don't expect 72 receptions, because I would love to see a wide receiver with 72 receptions. I just think that one person's 72 receptions are going to be split amongst 3 people. Like, that's just kind of how it's going to go. So I would buy low on Josh Palmer, because Elijah Moore is taking so much of that conversation for good reason. Elijah Moore's a good wide receiver.
Right.
But I think we're overlooking also, they did sign Josh Palmer for a reason.
We're overlooking Josh Palmer in a sense where, like, but you know who has not? the general manager,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Bean has publicly been on the train of Josh Palmer is going to be good for this team.
Yep.
I would like him to be right, mostly because good players are good players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I do think that that's interesting, though, that you're still able to shine on the wide receiver room, and it's not the receiver that everyone is looking at, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I like that answer. I think that's a pretty good answer of the player that you're looking to buy low on, because, again, all that stock is on Elijah Moore or Khalil Shakir, as it's been deserved.
Even Keon Coleman. Yeah.
Like, you're hoping for year two, let's get a jump. Or even the tight end position. We talked about Dalton Kincaid last hour. That Josh Palmer is almost this forgotten symbol of the wide receiver room. And that could mean a solid season coming from a player that, well, people are kind of not paying attention to all of a sudden.
Yep.
I do like that answer.
And he's a younger player, too. He's only been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah. So I do think there's probably something there.
Mm-hmm.
Where, again, if you get to 700 yards, 70 catches from this guy, that's a good year.
And that one-year contract, I think, maybe grows into a little more if he actually has a solid season. Like, if he can really put it together and pull it in this offense, 72 receptions for 769 yards.
Palmer signed a three-year.
Oh, he's a three-year deal. Elijah Moore's the one-year deal.
I had the wires crossed on that.
Yeah. But that three-year deal looks even better. And it shows Brandon Bean does have confidence in Palmer on that three-year deal because he's only 4 years in. Like, that's really it. He's a younger player.
Yes.
Who got Greg Roman the last two seasons. We know how that goes.
Well, it affects the wide receiver's numbers. Absolutely, it does.
The heaviest. But look at him with Brandon Staley, where that offense was just all over the place. His rookie season, he had the same number of receptions pretty much, just a few less than the last 2 years, less production. But that jump the year after, being a sophomore in the league, went from 33 receptions to 72.
It was kind of, that was also the Chargers saying, hey, we're actually like back now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost in the playoffs and they were never the same.
And that was Jacksonville's comeback win.
They collapsed against Jacksonville in the playoffs and they ruined themselves from there. Because then that 2023 is the disaster season with Brandon Staley yelling at the media.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, like that was Palmer's rookie season, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like yelling at the media. And then the culmination in losing like 63-7 to the Raiders. I almost said Oakland. I do that every now and then.
It's because it's habit. Like, it's just, even the A's, they're not Vegas or Oakland. They're just the Athletics. So it's like, you know, what do you do there now?
But yeah. So my answer is probably a little bit different.
Okay.
It's on the other side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it does involve a rookie. No, not that one. No, not that one either.
Not that one.
No, not that one either. Dorian Strong.
I love it. Cornerback.
I think that Dorian Strong is really going to surprise people. He is the perfect type of athletic player who does play special teams, wants to get nitty gritty with that. And with the Bills having more of a proclivity to calling man coverage, I think he's going to have himself an easier transition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be better than Max Hairston right away, for example. But I do think that Strong is going to push Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White and Jamarcus Ingram. to be a primary backup corner on this team. And because he does play special teams and he wants to play special teams, got to remember the media call he had after he was selected in the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I'm here for it. I think that Dorian Strong has a good case to help Brandon Bean have done it again. Take a corner in the first round and then take another corner in the sixth that could factor into the future plans of the team.
Yeah.
And that's not to mean that just because Brandon Bean takes a corner in the sixth round means that the first round is going to flop. That'd be tragic in a sense. But I think that Dorian Strong has the skill set, and I was surprised that the Bills were able to get him in the sixth round. I think he's going to cause for Dane Jackson to be released. And I don't know if it means Tre'Davious White, but like if the combination of Dane Jackson, Tre'Davious White, and Jamarcus Ingram might have a little bit of problems dealing with Dorian Strong in training camp.
I like that pick.
Tre White, because I don't know if he's playing special teams. Same with Dane Jackson. They're veteran leaders and veteran additions. And I really am, like, I'm not worried, so to say, but like, I don't know if Tre White is going to be on the Bills entering the season, because he has earned the respect, and Dane Jackson has as well, of go get yourself another starting job. And we'll help you do that. Because I do think that they are, at least Tre White, I do believe is good enough to still have a starting job in the National Football League. He really rebounded after he left the Rams.
He did. He did. He also helped the Bills get into the AFC Championship last year.
That was a patsy. That's an inside job. Thank you for your service, Tre White. Here's your contract. Yep. You're coming back.
Welcome
home.
Back.
That's the payment.
Yeah.
That was a terrible call. The Bills benefited from it. Thank you for being the one to suffer the consequence there, Tre White. Here's a welcome back to Buffalo. I do kind of want someone to ask him about that. Like, hey, how'd you feel about being, you know, how'd you feel about that pass interference call last year?
Mm-hmm.
But now he gets to work against Keon Coleman more in training camp now. Funny enough. But I do think that Dorian Strong is a really good buy low type candidate. And I am curious about Daquan Hardy, speaking of corners.
Yeah.
Hardy is someone that has an opportunity to make that similar type of noise. And you have to be curious about, okay, what can they all do here? And I'm still fascinated by a lot of the youth of the secondary, like Jordan Hancock. Is he going to be primarily a safety? Is he going to try to like maybe threaten to take Cam Lewis's spot? Because he is a guy who could play corner and safety. Like, there's a lot that you can look at these guys. Cole Bishop being a second-year player in the secondary, he needs to have that good season, I think, for the Bills,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready for that.
Even Damar Hamlin being back in the mix.
Damar Hamlin being back in the mix is someone there. Derek Forrest is another guy that, you know, you brought him in as a veteran addition as well. It didn't work last year with Mike Edwards. Could it work with you here? I'm fascinated with the youth in the secondary. Because
mm-hmm.
I waxed poetic about the defensive line and the youth there. They grabbed TJ Sanders. They grabbed Deion Walker. Dwayne Carter's in his second year. There's going to be a nice little shuffle there. Larry Ogunjobi is going to be serving a suspension, but he's the veteran addition. Does Daquan Jones make the roster? There are a lot of players that you can buy some stock on low of like how interesting they may be. And on offense, it's not the same. Like Elijah Moore is a player that a lot of people have kind of latched onto. But other than that, what is it? Second year Keon Coleman, new addition Josh Palmer. That's pretty much the list on offense, because they're set on offensive line. They're set at tight end. They're set in the running back room. And the quarterback is more than taken care of. So it all makes sense
mm-hmm.
that like defense should be the most fascinating thing, because that is what they focused a lot of their attention on this year.
Yeah. I am intrigued to see even like Andreessen, right? The linebackers.
I would also answer Javon Solomon in this case.
Javon
as well.
Solomon as well.
Solomon got a couple games last year, and I would like to see him try to grow and evolve.
It's a tough room, though, because you have...
It's a tough room. You got Bosa. You've got Landon Jackson, though, who's going to start on the physically unable participate
mm-hmm.
list.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, Solomon has an opportunity to try to snag some reps for himself.
He can.
But he also has to fight Hoyt for those reps. He has to fight Epinesa. He has a fight in him here. But I do hope that they are able to get that done.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. It's really exciting to really see these young guys. Like, this is where training camp this season does get me a little bit. There's so much young talent on the roster right now, where I said last week, I remember going to Josh Allen's first training camp, right? That was the last, like, big one I remember.
That's the last one where the biggest storyline is on the offensive side of the football.
Yes.
In that sense, I would agree. I would argue 2020, but nobody was allowed to go to training
right. camp. Right. So I forget about that one,
and
honestly.
And preseason was scrapped.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't get the Diggs hype of training camp.
No, we did not.
When he first arrived. We were robbed of that.
Mm-hmm. But they got it the year after. I remember being at that one. He was all over it. So I think this training camp, though, is one of the more exciting ones in recent history just because of raw, young talent. You're waiting to see how it shapes up on the roster.
On a side of the football that ultimately a lot of people are giving flack on, including the general manager, saying it wasn't good enough last year.
Yeah. And you're getting not only that side of the ball, but you have a plethora of different wide receivers than last year. You're going to see how that depth chart shakes out too. So you have both sides of the ball. The defense is more appealing to me. But you can make a case for both sides of the ball where you have a large amount of people following this training camp for sure. More than usual. Like, I'm not going to go, but I will be watching for storylines. Not because it's my job, because I'm actually interested.
And that's, I mean, obviously we do have our job too.
Yeah,
and
right.
We're kind of trying to create those storylines too.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm picking a 6th-round corner as a player to buy low stock on.
Yes.
Because I do think that was a really good pick, and I'm going to stick to my narrative on this. And it is a bit of a narrative. I'm excited about Dorian Strong. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah, sue me, right?
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do?
Like, what are you going to do on that one? But it is, again, there's a lot of names that you can really look at from these last two draft classes, mostly because there was not much of an impact from last year's draft class that you want to see more of. To where there is hope in that group too, because it's like, don't forget about them. They're all in their second year. There are players that are in their second year that are going to be either looking for bigger roles or trying to improve on last year's production.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, for example, Coleman and Bishop, there are players that need to be better from last year. Dwayne Carter probably wants to try to fight his way. They drafted 2 defensive tackles.
Yep.
I would take that as a slight. Try to get after it.
I would too. And I think they're going to, though. Dwayne Carter seems to be a big locker room guy. Just from what I've seen. From even just he's doing Bill's social media stuff. So Dwayne Carter to me is interesting. And last season he did show the flashes.
Houston game in particular.
Very much in particular. So, you know, it's going to be really exciting to kind of see how these things play out. And the defensive line itself, it does stink Landon Jackson's on the physically unable to participate list because he was one of the players I was more excited to see because I think he might have
starting
potential.
There's a lot of value in that draft pick.
Yeah, a lot of value, starting potential right off the bat. But I think it's going to be exciting either way. We're going to switch gears coming up in the next segment here. Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Open over in Scotland, the home of golf. Derek Kramer, Joe Cale, you are listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.